every other night. If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turn into yelling and fighting. And what's this in my mind, only one way I'm driving, you know.
I know.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The search and recovery operation continues in Central Texas. Volunteer Ryan Loge says the challenges following the flooding are many.
We've pulled multiple trailers out. We're clearing the land and making sure that when the water recedes or when this debris starts to clear a little bit and disintegrate, that these property owners aren't finding these bodies in there.
The death toll, at least 104 people, with at least 20 still missing. President Trump threatening to impose higher tariffs on more than a dozen countries unless they agree to trade deals. The new announcement shifting the timeline from July 9th to now August 1st. A letter sent out to Japan and North Korea announcing 25% tariffs if nothing changes.
The White House says the president plans to send out more letters to other countries today, but it's unclear if extending this deadline once again actually brings anyone closer to making a deal with the United States.
ABC's Rachel Scott, the White House shifting positions on weapons to Ukraine, now saying they will be sent. This is ABC News. A review ordered by the Justice Department has now concluded that it found no evidence that Jeffrey Epstein kept a so-called client list of associates whom he blackmailed or conspired with to victimize dozens of women. ABC's Alex Mallon has reaction.
We saw in social media posts, X was blowing up yesterday over the idea that there would be no further releases. When Attorney General Pam Bondi, when she made that appearance at the White House in February, promised it was just phase one. Even some of those social media influencers that she handed those binders we remember seeing that were in those photos have expressed outrage about what they see as a lack of transparency and maybe even, in their words, a cover-up by this Attorney General.
Amazon extending its Prime Day sales. The latest round began at 3:01 Eastern Time this morning and will wrap up early on Friday. It's also changing the name to Prime Days because it's now several days. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like to remind you that severe weather can strike at any time. Be prepared and have several ways to check forecasts at home and away, put together an emergency plan and supplies, and know where to go to stay safe during bad weather. Resources to learn how are available at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Once again, severe weather can strike anywhere at any time. Be ready with an emergency plan and supply kit, checking forecasts for warnings and watches, and learning how to stay safe in severe weather. Once again, those resources are available at dhs.wisconsin.gov. This is your reminder about the Park Falls Farmers Market happening tomorrow, July 9th. This happens every Wednesday over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. There you can find locally grown shelling peas, sugar snap peas, lettuce, spinach, radishes, beets, cucumbers, broccoli, zucchini, locally grown shiitake, lion's mane, and pohu oyster mushrooms, wild rose and white clover jelly, plus strawberry rhubarb jam, and that's only a small snippet of what's there. There's also baked goods, locally produced maple syrup and honey, Black Angus beef, freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and dog biscuits, hanging flowers, houseplants, including succulents, and so much more. Most vendors accept Quest Card, EBT, WIC and Senior Market coupons, and the Park Falls Farmers Market LLC is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce, and therefore they do accept Chamber Bucks. This year, they have also partnered with Aspirus to participate in their fruit and vegetable prescription program. They are very grateful for all the community support, their vendors, and their sponsors. This is your chance to eat healthy, shop local, and meet the people who produce your food. Because all the produce and products sold at the market must be or are grown or processed within Price County or our neighboring counties of Taylor, Sawyer, Ashland, Oneida/Vilas, or Iron. Once again, this is taking place tomorrow, Wednesday, July 9th, and every following Wednesday at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. Fish on! Brittany Merlot tells us more about bait rules and why you should drain your boat immediately.
If you're using live bait, Wisconsin fishing regulations say that minnows can only be purchased from a licensed Wisconsin bait dealer. And rules are to never dump unwanted bait in the water.
Our live bait regulations as far as invasive species can absolutely be confusing to people. And so the simplest way to think about it is that you don't want to take fish or water from one water body and put them into another water body because you could be spreading a lot of these species or they're invisible to the eye. And so you could unknowingly spread things by moving the water.
That's Erin McFarlane, a statewide Clean Boats, Clean Waters educator with UWSP. She says that if you have worms that you will not use before they die, don't put them in the water or on the ground.
Earthworms and Wisconsin in general, they're not naturally found here. And so if you just think of your live bait as trash and just can dispose of it near it in the trash receptacles, that's the best way to handle it. It's also better to keep our landings clean and clear for other people enjoying them.
And before you leave the launch, don't forget to drain.
And by draining the water from live wells and boats and making sure we're not moving fish from one water body to another, we can kind of make sure that we're taking the steps to prevent them from spreading.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is now Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. Get honest advice to keep your vehicle running strong. Right now, get 0% finance for up to 36 months, plus $1,000 bonus cash on all 2025 1500 Silverados in stock to qualified buyers, or up to $7,500 on a 2.7-liter 1500 Silverados for current 2011 or newer Chevy owners. Hurry, these savings won't last. Visit Minocqua Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or MinocquaCars.com.
A big win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers dominated the Dodgers in Milwaukee last night, 9-1. Six scoreless innings pitched by Freddie Peralta. The bullpen held up. Home runs by Christian Yelich. And newcomer, first baseman Andrew Vaughn, manager Pat Murphy.
That's how we have to play. We have to take our walks when they're there. If they're on the bases, play defense, take your walks, then you get a knock, and then you get another knock. And then once in a while, you pop one. That's who we have to be.
The Dodgers have now lost four in a row. On Friday, they lost at home to the Astros, 18-1. We spoke to Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We got to pitch better. We got to defend better. We got to take more competitive at bats. We're just not doing any of those things right now. So, yeah, you look back 4 or 5 days ago, things look more positive. But this is a time for us to kind of look at ourselves and be better.
Game two tonight, Clayton Kershaw on the mound for L.A. against the Brewers rookie, the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting. yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio. State Natural Resources departments across the region are alerting traveling anglers that their watercraft and gear must meet Canadian aquatic invasive species requirements before heading north of the border into Canada. More details when we return. You fish the same waters year after year, but what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. State resource agencies are reminding boaters and anglers that the nation of Canada requires watercraft and equipment to meet Canadian aquatic invasive species regulations before crossing into that country. Canada's Border Services Agency recently issued a memorandum explaining that travelers towing or transporting boats, trailers, and water-related equipment at any border crossing must ensure that these items are free of AIS. Hot water decontamination by trained staff might be required to properly clean your boat, and such decontamination units may not be available near the border. It's up to travelers to make sure their boats and equipment are in compliance. To research access into Canada, here's a non-governmental website that Outdoor News sometimes consults, www.easybordercrossing.com. For information on decontamination stations in Minnesota, where many Americans cross into Canada, visit mndnr.gov/decon. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Northwoods
Weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the mid-70s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, cooler lows in the low 50s, and mostly sunny and a high in the mid-70s tomorrow. Dry Thursday, some rain Friday. Right now it's 61. 98Q Country.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning, I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong.
should ask Alan. I'd say pull me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
I don't care.
It's 5:00 somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5:00 somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5:00. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
I've reached the only logical conclusion. Love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back. There's nothing that we need. Mathematical equations, self-help, psychology. Gray matter don't matter much, darling, when it's getting down to you and me. Oh, this ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion, passion that we can't hold back. We need to analyze. There ain't no rhyme or reason why.
favorite country artists with a local twist. Joel Karnick in the morning, Mike McKay in the midday, and The Drive Home with Greg Anderson. Hometown Radio refreshed with 98Q Country.
Could try the coast of Carolina, catch the Outer Banks sunrise every day of our lives, find a little spot in Arizona, decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll, I love. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even got a supper's take it back to the field we had our first date. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down. Church of Christ, we got baptized. We can raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt, little neck of the woods, yeah. Girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go, but if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. We could make this hometown home. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll out of. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down.
Gonna lay on back, leave it on cruise control. I'm gonna hold it all inside till the right time comes down the road. I got a feeling, my head's a reeling, my heart is screaming. I'm about to bust loose, bottled up emotion. It's more than a notion. It starts with an I and ends with a you. I got a feeling. Are you feeling it too? I guess I've all but said it now. So much for hoping you'd go first. Don't leave me hanging out here on the line. Baby, it's your turn. Say you couldn't sleep last night. Swore that you could feel me breathe. Had you wanting me there by your side. Yeah, baby, I know what you mean. I'm about to bust loose, bottled up emotion. It's more than a notion. It starts with an I, it ends with a you. I got a feeling, you're feeling it too. Bottled up emotion. It's more than a notion. It starts with an
Billy Currington at 98Q Country. Not a bad little Tuesday morning going for us out there. Might see a little bit of rain sprinkled into today, but I think we should be pretty good. This Friday, they're doing some free tours of the historic Fred Smith Wisconsin Concrete Park in Phillips, and that's going on each Friday, actually, through the month of July, even into August. So if you've ever wanted to kind of get the info about it, the history, no registration is needed. Just stop on by and join the Friday tour. And they'll be doing that at 2 o'clock each Friday. Each Friday, July 11th, 18th, 25th, and into August, too. It'll be maybe a good way to take the kids down, get a little history. Everybody's driven by it many times. A lot of you probably haven't stopped in or seen the hows and whys of the concrete park south of Phillips. Chance for you to do it for free. 2 o'clock on Fridays there. In Phillips. We'll do some birthdays in just a moment. If you have somebody celebrating birthday or anniversary, give us a call. We'll give them a shot to win that cake, 715-762-3221. You can always email us information about birthdays, anniversaries ahead of time, wcqm@civicmedia.us. You can do it through the Civic Media app. You can message us on Facebook. You can send a carrier pigeon with a little twisty tie bread thing and a note to it, send it our way. You can duct tape it to the back of a mule, slap it in the tuchus, send it our way. Whatever it takes to get it to us. We're happy to announce them and give you a chance to win the free cake. Twice an hour we get you news and sports, so let's do that right now at 8:28. And then we'll come back with our birthday celebrants here in just a moment.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The search and recovery operation continues in Central Texas. Volunteer Ryan Loge says the challenges following the flooding are many.
We've pulled multiple trailers out. We're clearing the land and making sure that when the water recedes or when this debris starts to clear a little bit and disintegrate, that these property owners aren't finding these bodies in there.
The death toll, at least 104 people, with at least 20 still missing. President Trump threatening to impose higher tariffs on more than a dozen countries unless they agree to trade deals. The new announcement shifting the timeline from July 9th to now August 1st. A letter sent out to Japan and North Korea announcing 25% tariffs if nothing changes.
The White House says the president plans to send out more letters to other countries today, but it's unclear if extending this deadline once again actually brings anyone closer to making a deal with the United States.
ABC's Rachel Scott, the White House shifting positions on weapons to Ukraine, now saying they will be sent. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Do you know someone who's made an impact in our community? You should nominate them for Flamborama Parade Marshal. The Parkville's Area Chamber of Commerce has extended the deadline for nominations to this Friday, July 11th. You can pick up a form directly at the chamber office or print one from the link found on the Parkville's Area Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page, which is just Parkville's Area Chamber of Commerce. Once again, nominations for Flamborama Parade Marshal are open until this Friday, July 11th. You can pick up a form at the Chamber office or print one from the link found on the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce's Facebook page. Saturday, July 12th from 11 to 3, there's a free family swim day at the Park Falls Pool. The first 250 people will be admitted free of charge for an afternoon of swimming fun. Free Freezy Pops will be provided by the Park Falls Country Club while they last. Strong Family / Strong Kids Committee is spearheading this fun and free family event. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, July 12th from 11 to 3 over at the Park Falls Community Pool. Our very own lakes can have very high levels of bacteria, E. coli, and algae blooms that you do not want to swim in. Meteorologist Brittany Moreau explains where it comes from and how it can make you sick.
The Mayo Clinic says it's a bacteria that usually lives in animals' intestines. And this nasty bug gets into our water after recent rain drains urban sewer water and rural agricultural runoff into our lakes and streams. It's a major problem in Wisconsin, as fertilizer seeps into our water system from farm fields, alongside tons of manure getting washed into our recreational waters, causing major algae blooms to spark. It's called cyanobacteria, or what we call blue-green algae in our freshwater systems. It's the outbreak of smelly and slimy microorganisms that can kill fish and block sunlight from deeper water organisms. And for us humans, it causes nausea, vomiting, and may progress to more serious, long-term health issues like liver failure or cancer. And it can happen for people swimming in it, eating fish from it, or drinking the infected water. So the DNR and other agencies have to monitor hundreds of lakes and beaches for unhealthy levels. And there's actually an interactive map on their website that you can check out ahead of time. Or if you're already there, signs should be posted at those beaches. Higher temperatures and increased sunlight in summer months encourage and increase these algae blooms, and so does standing water. Remember, if the water looks or smells bad, stay out of it and keep kids and pets and livestock away. And follow advice from officials if the harmful algae is in your water. Fountains have been used to fight this in local ponds, and people in the community are using rain barrels to help reduce runoff. Also, using phosphorus-free fertilizers will help. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A big win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers dominated the Dodgers in Milwaukee last night, 9-1. Six scoreless innings pitched by Freddy Peralta. The bullpen held up. Home runs by Christian Yelich. And newcomer, first baseman Andrew Vaughn, manager Pat Murphy.
That's how we have to play. We have to take our walks when they're there. If they're on the bases, play defense, take your walks, then you get a knock, and then you get another knock. And then once in a while, you pop one. That's who we have to be.
The Dodgers have now lost four in a row. On Friday, they lost at home to the Astros 18-1. We spoke to Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
We got to pitch better. We got to defend better. We got to take more competitive at bats. We're just not doing any of those things right now. So, yeah, you look back 4 or 5 days ago, things look more positive. But this is a time for us to kind of look at ourselves and be better.
Game two tonight, Clayton Kershaw on the mound for LA against the Brewers rookie, the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Let's take a look at some birthdays and anniversaries here locally. We have Cheryl Christensen, who is celebrating a birthday today. And call in from all of the, all your animals, yeah, or your husband and all the animals. Want to wish Cheryl a very happy birthday today. So, let's see, 7 days. Today's the 8th, right? It is the 8th. All right. Other celebrities other than Cheryl that are celebrating on this 8th day of July. The son of Will Smith, Jaden Smith, and the son of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, of course. He's an actor. He's 27 today, is Jaden Smith. We have Milo Ventimiglia, the actor from This Is Us, The Whispers, Heroes, 48 today for Milo. We got Drew Womack, the solo ex Sons of the Desert member, celebrating a 55th birthday today. Billy Crudup, the actor from Almost Famous, Walking Dead, 57 today. Toby Keith, born on this day, the Oklahoma native, broke through in 1993 with the song Should Have Been a Cowboy. Went on to score numerous chart-topping hits, including How Do You Like Me Now? Want to talk about me, Red Solo Cup? Beer from my horses, it goes on and on. Of course, we lost Toby in February of last year. Toby Keith, born on this day, 1961. Fred Young, Kentucky Headhunter band member, is 67. Kevin Bacon, the actor from, I just watched the Footloose movie a couple weeks ago. There's been a lot of other movies too, but that was, I don't know, that for, to me, that's his signature. That's his stamp right there, was Footloose. 67 today. And he likes music too. He's a singer and he plays in the Bacon Brothers band. Not sure if they still do that, but they have. And Alicia Houston. Oh, by the way, Kevin Bacon, 67 today. 67 for Mr. Footloose. Angelica Houston. There you go. Got it right now. Angelica Houston, the daughter of acclaimed movie director John Houston and former relationship with Jack Nicholson. Has Oscar nominations for Best Actress for The Grifters in 1991, Best Supporting Actress for Enemies, A Love Story in 1990, and others. 74 for Angelica Houston today. Wolfgang Puck, the first celebrity chef. He gets the honor of that, I guess. 76 for Wolfgang Puck. Raffi, R-A-F-F-I, one name Canadian children's singing sensation. Raffi, R-A-F-F-I, 77 today. And Jeffrey Tambor is 81 today, the actor from Transparent and Arrested Development and The Larry Sanders Show. So Jeffrey Tambor celebrating an 81st birthday today. Happy birthday anniversary. It's a big day for you.
Len Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Hey, that's the spirit. Right now, we're celebrating free with a free STP oil filter when you buy 5 quarts of oil and free Duralast brake pads when you buy 2 rotors. Like always, free battery testing, charging, and recycling at every store. Celebrate free at AutoZone, now through July 28th.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
From concerts in the park to local markets and summer festivals, the heart of Phillips beats strong thanks to the people and businesses who care. At the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce, we're proud to support local events, connect businesses, and bring our community together. Want to know what's next? Visit PhillipsWisconsin.net, follow us on Facebook, or just stop in and become a member today. Together we make Phillips a great place to live, work, and visit. And hey, don't forget to tell Steve Precor you heard this ad.
Reliable, affordable energy is critical to progress and building resilient, connected, and prosperous communities. Enbridge's Line 5 is a vital link delivering raw materials that are processed into propane, fueling communities, industry, and businesses across Wisconsin. Energy that powers agricultural equipment and heats homes. To learn more, visit Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others. Topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building and your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today with a few showers and storms around and a high in the mid-70s. Evening storms, then mostly clear tonight, cooler lows in the low 50s, and mostly sunny and a high in the mid-70s tomorrow. Dry Thursday, some rain Friday. Right now it's 61.
98Q Country.
She knows every move that a man could make.
She knows every trick in the book. She knows how to give. She knows how to take. 'Cause so many times she's been taken a fool by those alibis and lying eyes and all the best lines. Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around. Once came from the heart. One day I gave her a wedding ring, and one night I tore all those feelings apart. With my alibis and lying eyes and all the best lies, Lord knows she's heard them all.
Your home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball, 98Q Country.
I got that real good, feel good stuff up under the seat of my big black jacked up truck, rolling on 35s, pretty girl by my side. You got that sun, tan, skirt, and boots, waiting on you to look my way and scoop. Your little hot self over here, girl, hand me another beer, yeah. All them other boys wanna line you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Just up a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Might sit down on my diamond plate tailgate, put in my country ride, hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain might just make it rain. You can hang your T-shirt on a rim, hit that bank and we can ease on in. Soak us up a little moonlight, you know I know what you like, yeah. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Gonna sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. My kind of, your kind, is this
this kind of night. We dance in the dark and your lips land on mine. Oh, gonna get our love on. Oh, time to get our buzz on. All them other boys wanna wind you up and take you downtown, but you look like the kind that likes to take it way out. Out where the cornrows grow, roll, roll my boat, floating down the Flint River. Catch yourself a little catfish dinner. Don't it sound like a winner when I lay you down and love you right? Yeah, that's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. That's my kind of night. Yeah, that's my kind of night. Oh, come on.
98 Q Country.
Coming in the morning, I already know. I got some feel-good pills and a red Gatorade by my bed, ready to go. I'm gonna do my best to dance with every girl in this bar before they shut it down. Then I'll pay my
Blake Shelton, 98Q. Beautiful Tuesday morning. Joel here. Good to have you with us. A week from Saturday is the Northwoods Community Credit Union annual golf scramble. And this is a big one. It's a big one. Last I heard a couple days ago, there were still, I think, one or two spots left that may have filled. It may have not. Give a call out to the country club out there, Park Falls, at 762-4396. But this does sell out every year, and they may have already or close to it. It's a huge day of giving. The Northwoods Community Credit Union hosts it, and there's a benefactor every year, and this year it's the Shawamigan High School Parent-Teacher Organization, the PTO. And I'm looking at the list of raffle prizes that they're putting out there for this. $1,000 is one of the prizes. A gas, barbecue gas oven, about a $600 value. I see to $500 in cash donated by Columbia Forest Products. Another $500 in cash from NCCU. That's three of the top four prizes, a couple $1,000. There is a, I'm just reading through the list here. There's a lot of them. It's so much good stuff. Golfer's basket, weekend getaway out at Moose Jaw, and just tons of stuff. So if you are a golfer, you might want to give a call to the country club, see if there's any spots left out there. Even if you're not a golfer, plan to come on out to the country club on Saturday, July 19th. Buy a raffle ticket or two. They're available to purchase from many folks. I think the credit union has them too, Northwoods Community Credit Union, and support that wonderful event. We will, Big G and the Boys is the early favorite. To to what, you say? That's a good question. Big G and the Boys, myself. Of course, Big G leading the way. Myself, Greg Gunderson, and my son Blake will be teaming up this year. So we are the favorite to fill in the blank out there a week from Saturday at the Park Falls Country Club. Looking forward to a great community event. Speaking of folks doing a lot of stuff for the community, our local Catkin shelter, tons of volunteers just making it all work out there. They've got catkinsanimalrescue.org, their website. I see a two-year-old Chihuahua mix. That little fellow may or may not still be there. Actually, she's a she. And they have lots of cats. They always have lots of cats out there. So if you're looking for a cat or a dog, please check first with your local shelter. You can start off by doing that at catkinsanimalrescue.org.
Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, is blooming with all your home and garden supplies so you can get all your projects going from start to finish.
Ooh! Ouch! No one ever wants to hear those sounds, but if you do, remember this name, Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center. They work with all insurance companies, from full-on crashes to fender benders. Only a qualified professional technician will touch your vehicle. They offer free estimates and won't leave you without a ride when your vehicle is in the shop. Wheelway Auto Body and Collision Center, taking a dent out of your accidents.
98Q Country.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives here on your local Civic Media radio station, 98Q Country.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The website climate.gov is no more. The site that served as a trusted resource for federal research on climate change has been officially shut down a month after its staff was fired by the Trump administration. When it was online, climate.gov received hundreds of thousands of visitors every month. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says climate information will be housed elsewhere on its website. $16 million in state funding could soon be on the way to help farmers improve water quality in rural Wisconsin. The Joint Committee on Finance recently committed the funding for a host of environmentally minded farm programs after months of work from Clean Wisconsin and its partners. The funding still needs to be passed by the full legislature and signed into law by Governor Evers. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on 98qcountry.com/contest-terms.
98Q Country.
Guitar and some
fill that cooler full of something cold. Don't ask, just pack and we'll hit the road running, honey. What do you say? I got just enough money and just enough gas. So pick a place on the map we can get to fast. Where the white sandy beach meets water like glass. And if the tide carries us away, baby, we'll run with it. Won't think about it too much. Baby, let's just go with it. Get out of this ordinary everyday rut. And if we get swept away by one of those perfect days when the sun is sinking low at dusk and wind up a little deeper in love, baby, let's run with it. We get so caught up in catching up, trying to pay the rent, trying to make a buck. That don't leave much time for us. Ain't life too short for that? So open up that bag of pigskin you bought at the Exxon station the last time we stopped. And you can kick back, baby, and dance in your socks on a windshield to some radio rock. And we'll roll with it. Won't think about it too much. Baby, let's just go with it. Get out of this ordinary everyday rut. If we get swept away by one of those perfect days when the sun is sinking low at dusk and wind up a little deeper in love, baby, we'll roll with it. Won't think about it too much. Sometimes you gotta go with it. Get out of this ordinary everyday rut. It won't be no thing if it starts to rain and we have to wait it out in the truck. Might wind up a little deeper in love. So baby, let's roll with it. Baby, let's roll with it. Baby, we'll roll with it. Baby, we'll roll with it.
May all your weekends be filled with sunshine, summertime, and red hot country.
Good time, sunshine.
98 Q Country.
I got a souped up ride and I really want to ride you around. And this time of night there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. With that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Got like 700 horses under the hood. But I can't hold you at this high speed. And you look good in that side seat. Why are we making these tires scream in this so cold? All I wanna do is park. All I wanna do is park. We can
to local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. At least 104 people have died in Central Texas flooding, but 20 more, including 10 girls from that summer camp in Kerrville, Texas, are still missing. As a search goes on for possible survivors and the bodies of those unaccounted for, ABC's Matt Gutman